Hey, what's going on, everybody? AJ here. I'm going to break down the main event for UFC 250, which is Amanda Nunes versus Felicia Spencer for the 145-pound featherweight strap here. This is an exciting matchup, an exciting card. Like always, it's just a pleasure to be talking UFC fights, breaking down fights, things like that. This is what I love to do, and very grateful that you all are taking time out of your day to listen to me. So, big opportunity here for both women and every participant on this card, as this is a pay-per-view, obviously, and just a really intriguing matchup that we have here. So this is Amanda Nunes' first title defense at featherweight, and there's always like that, you know, I guess uncertainty, like whenever you see a fighter that is unfamiliar with one weight class, you know, even if they've like won convincingly there, like in this case when it was Nunes upsetting Cyborg, like there's still like some slight ambiguity to some, and I can understand why, because you can in theory argue that that fighter who isn't as familiar fighting at that weight class hasn't really proven themselves as say you would like them to if they were to fight more times. Now that said, in this particular circumstance, I don't really weigh that into consideration, because this division in the UFC is really, really new. You know, this division was put intact initially, and then Chris Cyborg was the champion, and then Amanda Nunes became the champion, and then since then Amanda was able to jump down to bantamweight, and seems like she's just going to be going back and forth on defending her double champ status at each weight class. So that's what it appears we have here, and Felicia Spencer has done a good job in the UFC thus far. She has wins over Megan Anderson and Zarn Fern Dos Santos. So, and also just a little bit of a minor setback there against Chris Cyborg. And I say that because, you know, she fought very valiantly there. I mean, she, you know, she lost the decision there, and it was by a decent margin. But she showed great durability and toughness. I mean, her heart, her will to just stay in the octagon was just very, very impressive. Very, very cool to see that. And I'm not going to question her durability at all after seeing her go three rounds with Cyborg, seeing Cyborg land on her as excessively as she was able to. In this matchup here against Amanda Nunes, we're seeing her as a big underdog. Depending on which book you look at, it's near 6-1 here in favor of Amanda Nunes, and it's just because this is a very, very tough stylistic matchup for Felicia Spencer. I'm somebody that I love Felicia Spencer's skill set. You know, she knows what she wants to do. She wants to get the fight to the ground. She's willing to pull guard to do so. And on the ground, she's good at taking the back. She's got some scrambling proficiencies. She's a submission threat. She's a BJJ black belt. In addition to that, I talked about her striking, her durability. She's got a striking background. But that said, this is just a really, really tough matchup here against Amanda Nunes, who has proven time and time again to be just such a great fighter. In mixed martial arts, Amanda Nunes she checks so many boxes here. I mean, she's got power in her hands. She's technical. She's got cardio for five rounds. She's a solid wrestler. She's a good submission grappler. She's a black belt. Like, Amanda Nunes just checks so many boxes, you know, and she's training in good company while she's at American Top Team. And, you know, it's one of those spots where, like, people on the outside looking in, and I could understand it, might be like, what is Amanda Nunes' motivation? What is she aiming for here? Because if you look at her resume, she's beaten so many talented women. You know, Ronda Rousey, Holly Holm, Chris Cyborg. I thought the Jermaine Duranime performance was good there. You know, she's just beat like every woman in the UFC that you could think of that is like, you know, at the elite level. You know, she's got two wins over Valentina Shevchenko. And so on the outside looking in, it could be questioned by one, like, okay, what is Amanda Nunes working for here? What is her motivation? But I don't really question her motivation, just because it's like, I don't know these things, right? Like, I don't know exactly what she's thinking. She seems like she's good to go for this. I know that when these two were initially booked for the last pay-per-view event, Amanda Nunes pulled out because she was injured. But that said, I can't take it a step further and be like, oh, well, she just wasn't motivated to fight. No, it's not that at all. I understand that there were some circumstances there that, in addition to the injury, she didn't want to fight. While there was some ambiguity here with the whole coronavirus situation, how it was going to be handled. But now that I think that things are cleared up and things are solidified and there's a protocol in place to how to go about these fights in a safe way, I think that gives Amanda Nunes more certainty, if you will, to go about this fight and repair for it, and again get healed up from her injury and be again the best Amanda Nunes we could see here. And so assuming we're getting the best version of both fighter, this is just a great stylistic matchup for Nunes. I mean, that's why we're seeing her as such a big favorite here. You know, Amanda Nunes, she's the better wrestler. She comes from a judo background. I think she's the more physical fighter. She's the one moving up. You know, she has fought the majority of her mixed martial arts career at bantamweight, but I do think she'll be the more physical fighter moving up to featherweight. She'll be able to control the wrestling. I think she could land takedowns of her own. I probably think she will choose to keep this fight standing, because if you take it to the ground, that in theory gives Felicia Spencer a better chance to win than if it's a pure striker's battle. Because if it's a pure striker's battle, it's going to be Nunes by a wide margin here. And Amanda Nunes is more technical. She throws with more volume. She's a more threatening striker, and she'll have a speed advantage as well. So she's also got the much better defense. You know, I said it with the Chris Cyborg fight. I was impressed with Spencer's toughness, but if you also want to look at the other side of the coin there, she did get hit a lot. She got hit repeatedly, and it's because she doesn't utilize proper head movement, was getting tagged a lot. And again, Cyborg is very threatening, aggressive, things like that. But so is Nunes, so that's why that's relevant here. So in terms of the striking, Nunes should be able to win by a wide margin the striking exchanges. Again, I'm not so sold that she gets this fight, you know, finished early on because Felicia's shown to be so durable. So I wouldn't be surprised if it goes a full five rounds. But again, with Nunes' pronounced advantages here, I do think that there is a chance that that happens. Again, in terms of the wrestling, you know, Felicia Spencer will want to look to get the fight to the ground, but she hasn't shown to be the most efficient wrestler here. You know, even if you look at her UFC debut against Megan Anderson, she got that fight to the ground, but she actually pulled guard to do so and then jumped on Megan Anderson's back in a scramble and was able to get both hooks in and then be able to get Anderson down and then find her way to get the finish here. So that's basically like her path to victory here to beat Nunes, is if these two women both go to the ground and she creates a scrambling opportunity, and in that scrambling opportunity she gets in an advantageous position and she's able to finish the right fight right then and there. Like that is Felicia Spencer's path to victory here, in my opinion. And that, again, that's a narrow path to victory, but again, I have to look at this fight objectively and go, okay, what is the most reasonable path to victory for Felicia Spencer? And that's it. And I'm saying that specifically also because if you look at Amanda Nunes' last fight against Jermaine Duraname, there was a scrambling opportunity there, and Duraname actually got in an advantageous position against Amanda Nunes, actually had her in a reverse triangle, was able to get in top position, and was able to threaten her a little bit. So that's basically how Spencer needs to win this fight, is take advantage of a scrambling opportunity, and in that advantageous position, if she's given the opportunity, get a submission victory there. I'm not going to assume that she's going to take Nunes down and control her. Like, I just don't see that as likely here, because again, Nunes is the better wrestler. I don't expect Nunes to just, you know, accept position on bottom for like the entirety of the round. I noticed she was taken down by Raquel Pennington in their fight, but that said, I would be hard for me to imagine Felicia Spencer taking down Nunes A, and then B, taking it a step further and controlling her for enough to win rounds there. So that's basically how the way the matchup breaks down, is Nunes is the better wrestler. She could land takedowns of her own if she likes and just kind of hang out in top position. I don't expect her to pass Felicia's guard excessively, because again, Felicia is ABHJJ black belt, but she can do some damage from top position. I noticed that in one of the exchanges where Felicia was willing to pull guard against Chris Cyborg, she actually was taking a lot of damage, shots to the head there. And something similar like that could happen here, where Nunes is just throwing a lot of punches from ground and pound in top position and not necessarily working for a submission or passing her guard, but just doing a lot of damage from top position. So basically, Nunes should be able to control the wrestling. And again, it's not like if Felicia gets a scrambling opportunity that she's like a lock to submit Nunes, because again, Nunes is still a BJJ black belt. She has not been submitted since 2008. I just think it's very unlikely that Felicia gets it done here by submission. And then in addition to that, just to reiterate, the striking exchanges strongly favor Nunes due to her speed, power, technique, superior output, and also the cardio here. I'm not ready to assume that Felicia has bad cardio, but at least with Nunes, we've seen her go a full five rounds more than once. We've seen her in these title fight scenarios, whereas Felicia, this is her first five-round fight in the UFC. So on a round-to-round basis, Nunes's volume should be better, her work rate, her cardio. So Nunes just has many, many advantages here, and they're all pronounced. So that's why we're seeing Nunes here as a big favorite. So my pick is Amanda Nunes to win. I'm going to pick her to win by TKO in round four. Hope you guys enjoy this breakdown. Again, really looking forward to this event. This is just exciting, again, to have UFC back in the swing of things. Love this sport, as I'm sure you guys do, and it's just so awesome to have these fights go on, and they're going on in a safe way here so we could all enjoy them together. So wish you all well on this day, and again, hope you guys enjoyed my breakdown. I can be found on Twitter at AJMMABetting. I can be found on Instagram on the same handle at AJMMABetting. Hope you all have a nice day. Thank you.